بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of being religious according to the legacy of Islam. I mean, technically, when we talk about being a Muslim, we were born in a Muslim family. So our parents used to, for example, follow some of the rulings of Islam, and now automatically we are called a Muslim. Is this called a kind of Islam by taqlid? First, if this so, I mean following, for example, a religious authority. If this is so, is it possible for all the people to call themselves, for example, believers or Muslims by taqlid or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The famous idea among Muslim scholars, both Shia and Sunni, is that when it comes to the, fundamental beliefs, what we call it usul ad-din, like belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Prophet, in the resurrection, we are not allowed to follow any person. For these fundamental beliefs, every person needs to think, needs to use his or her intellect and act upon his or her understanding about monotheism, about prophets and the Day of Judgment. So we are not allowed to follow other people, be it the parents or the scholars, when it comes to usul ad-din, the main beliefs.
Yes.
Even when you refer to the books of Islamic laws, Tawdih al-Masail, it's been mentioned in the first page that this is only, following marja taqlid and authority. Yes. It is only within the Sharia law and Islamic laws when it comes to the beliefs. It's not a way for you to follow other people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many evidences in this regard, because when it comes to following other people, even when it comes to the fundamental beliefs, we cannot follow the prophet or the imam.
Yes.
Because why you are going to believe in that prophet?
Mm-hmm.
That prophet is authentic if already you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you approve the prophethood of that prophet.
Yes.
And for the same reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses of the Noble Book of Quran reproaches and reprimands the people who followed their ancestors regarding theological issues.
Yes.
For example, in chapter...
Sorry, this is regardless of being a Shia or Sunni?
It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't make any difference.
When it comes to, whether Christian, Muslims, atheists... When it comes to the fundamental beliefs, you need to search yourself and based on your understanding, on your rationality, follow the way that you think this is the true way.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter Zukhruf, verse 22 reads, بَلْقَالُوا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Allah is talking about a group of disbelievers. And the reason they mentioned was that we found our fathers following a creed and we are indeed guided in their footsteps. So Allah is reprimanding the people who just follow their parents who were polytheists.
Mm-hmm.
Also in chapter 5, chapter Ma'idah, verse 104, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. When they are told, come to what Allah has sent down and come to the apostle, قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. They say sufficient for us is what we have found our fathers following. Then Allah brings an argument. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاءُكُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ mm-hmm. What? Even if their fathers did not know anything and were not guided? Also chapter Baqarah verse 170. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ When they are told, follow what Allah has sent down. قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا They say, no. We will follow what we have found our fathers following. And then the divine argument. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ أَبَاءَكُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ What even if their fathers neither exercised their reason nor were guided? So these verses are reprimanding the people who wanted to follow their parents in Usul al-Din.
Yes.
In monotheism, for example, in prophethood, in resurrection. Allah is telling us that you are not allowed to follow any person when it comes to these fundamental beliefs.
That's right.
And
so is the extraction of the rulings and the reasoning and understanding of the human beings enough in this case?
When it comes to fundamental belief, there is no other way.
Well, what do you mean by fundamental? You mean resurrection?
And as I mentioned, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay. the very existence of God and His unity, belief in the prophets and the day.
So this is the now the main question of so many people. For example, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
For example, how a person can be satisfied with the answers most of the people ask about the existence of God nowadays in the world. So how they can, for example, satisfy themselves with the answers, with the incomplete answers, they have to refer to an expert in this field, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another question. Now, the first point is that when it comes to these fundamental beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the prophets, about the Day of Judgment, we cannot follow other people.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't mean that we cannot learn from other people. Mm-hmm. And this is sometimes a kind of misunderstanding. And we hear a lot that as Muslims, we are born into Muslim families. Okay. So we are Muslims, so it has no value. This is not the case necessarily. The point is that we are born into Muslim families, and at the same time, we are taught about the arguments for the existence of God. Within a Muslim family, we have been into Muslim schools, Islamic schools, we have been into mosques, we have learned from the scholars. And if any person now comes to a Muslim and asks him, do you believe in God? Yes. What are your reasons? He will bring some arguments based on his or her understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very much different from following other people.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to, as I mentioned, exercising reason and bringing rational argument for the existence of God, it doesn't mean that we have no right to study books or to refer to the scholars. No, for sure, we are in need of other people to help us.
Mm-hmm.
But the very point is that we are not allowed to follow other people. So if anyone comes to you,
yes.
And he asks you, do you believe in Prophet Muhammad as the last prophet? Your answer is yes. Then okay. he will ask you why. You will bring some evidences. You do not say, you have no right to say that I believe in Prophet Muhammad because my parents believe in him. I believe in Allah because my parents believe in him. No, I believe in God because of the following arguments. Although we learn these arguments from the scholars, from our parents,
yes.
from the teachers in the schools,
yes.
okay, or from our friends. It doesn't matter. The only point is that we need to follow these fundamental beliefs based on our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true about the Christians, Jews, and so on and so forth. They also need to bring arguments for following the religion that they are following. Every person would be taken into account on the Day of Judgment based on their understanding. And of course, the people are not the same.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. I'm answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
So, as I mentioned, the Noble Book of Quran is giving us a message that for these fundamental beliefs, you're not allowed to just follow other people. You need to bring argument. Allah said in chapter Al-Naham, verse 83, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. This is our argument that we gave to Abraham against his people. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he is going to convince his people, he brings an argument, and this argument is taught to him by Allah. Tilka hujjatuna. And in many other verses, Allah is asking the people to bring burhan, to bring argument. Chapter Baqarah, verse 111. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you're truthful, then bring your evidence, your argument. قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا. Bring your witnesses, An'am 150. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Why they do not bring any clear argument? Chapter Kahf, verse 18. Also, there are many other verses asking the people to do tadabbur, to think, to ponder. أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Why do they not ponder over the Qur'an?
Yes.
قُلْ انْظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. See, look at what is in the heavens and on the earth. Also, it is mentioned in many other verses in which people are asked to see and to ponder over the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last point that I would like to share is that the arguments that can be brought by the people are based on their understanding.
Yes.
So, for example, if you ask a great scholar of theology and philosophy that what do you believe in God, he would bring you a very complicated philosophical argument, Burhan al-Siddiqin, in different versions. And this is his high level of understanding to prove God. And at the same time, if you, I mean, go to, let's call it a lay person, and the story of that old lady is famous. She was working with a textile
wheel.
And the Holy Prophet asked her about her belief in God. She said, yes, of course, I believe in God. The Holy Prophet asked her for the reason. She said that if I stop working with this wheel, it's not going to work anymore. So how can this world is going to continue its existence without the presence and existence of a God? So you see, my point is that the level of understanding of people might be different.
Yes.
Many people believe in God because of the argument of the order, the fact that there is a kind of order in this world when it comes to a seed, to all these galaxies, and so on and so forth. We cannot believe that this world has come into existence without any creator. Okay. Another level might be the argument for, move.
Yes.
Mentioned by Aristotle, for example. And so on and so forth, the ontological arguments.
Yes.
Also, the same is true about belief in different prophets. Our Prophet Muhammad, for example, many people believe in him because of the existence of the Quran as a miracle, and no one is able to bring a chapter like the Quran. So my point is that we cannot expect all the people to think the same. The level of understanding is different. But any person is required, based on his or her understanding, to ponder and believe based on their understanding without following another person.
Yeah.
And of course, again, I repeat that knowing and learning from parents, from teachers, from professors, from maraji, from scholars, it doesn't mean that you are following them. No, you are learning, and then you will decide. So although
The more you search about, we can say, the known facts, the more you're sure exactly. about the...
So the very right. fact that many people are born into Muslim families, so yes. their Islam doesn't have any value, it's not true.
It's
because
not true.
They are born in Muslim family, yes. and at the same time, they come to learn about the reasons and the arguments for, like, the existence of God, okay. the day of judgment, and so on and so forth.
That's right. And we must know that this learning must be under Sharia. If exactly. it is out of the framework of Sharia, it might be... we can say, distracting us from the right path sure. too. That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Halim, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين